The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, happily, I don't have anything on my mind. So, if you have something on your mind, maybe you can have a question or something you'd like me to talk about. If you're all equally happily with nothing on your mind, we could just sit here and be happy. Anyone have any questions or topics? If you can use, maybe use the mic.
You were mentioning earlier about thoughts and trying to let them gently go out of the mind. At some point in life, there is a time to figure things out, and you want to think about it. So how do you suggest you do that in being mindful?
So a few things to say in response. One is that to learn how to be able to let go of thoughts and not be so wedded to them or so caught in them helps our thinking be more creative when we pick them up. So that when it's time to think, we can think, you know, engage ourselves in thinking, but we can, we can drop it at a moment's notice if it's no longer useful. And usually thinking is more creative that way. And definitely there are times we have to think. And one of the things to do is to be aware that when you're thinking, that you're thinking in the present moment. And so, and if you can stay in the present moment a little bit as you're thinking, you can try to track whether there's any stress connected to the thinking. How you're thinking. Is the way you're thinking a useful way to think, or is there a lot of anxiety with the thoughts, or a lot of desire with the thoughts that might actually be coloring making the whole thinking process a little bit more difficult or less clear? But sometimes we have to think, for sure. You want to ask some more specifically for you, or?
Use the mic.
When you are trying to figure something, you said be in the present, but sometimes you have to try to figure out the future.
Right.
And there's something that's going to happen in the future, and you have to make a decision.
Right.
And how to balance that with trying to be present.
Yeah, but see, that the thinking itself of the future thinking, only happens in the present moment. So if you can stay cognizant of that fact, yes, we have to think about the future, but be aware that it's happening in the present, then you'll probably get less lost in those thoughts. And one of the ways to do that is to, if you really need to plan and think about something, is to assume a posture that's a mindful posture or a mindful activity. And then you're more likely to kind of stay grounded when you're having those kinds of thoughts. They're not going to disappear or get lost in it too much.
I have a question. I just had an experience yesterday with someone who was a Vietnam veteran that I was talking about meditation and the work with post-traumatic stress. And his response was, veterans cannot do that because they will only think of trauma.
Could be.
So is that...
I wouldn't generalize for all vets. Some vets have had tremendous benefits from therapy, trauma therapy. And some people are so deeply scarred that it's very hard to get even close to it without being re-triggering tremendous cycles of fear and hostility, anger.
So you would say that's it isn't something.
I wouldn't generalize.
Well, that's what he said.
But I think that if someone says that, I wouldn't automatically say, well, that's a generalization. I would be concerned about why that person said it. Maybe it's true for him. And so then how do you care for him in his particular situation? He feels that way. And so it might be that you can say maybe so, and some people find that doing loving kindness meditation or compassion meditation just kind of helps us kind of manage to hold it. It doesn't deal with the trauma, but manages to kind of manage a little bit more wisely with it. And maybe that's just kind of just safe enough, just, you know, enough for something rather than just not doing anything at all about it.
Gil, I have a question for you, and this is about a decision that I made after a while of practicing mindfulness and awareness. And what started to happen to me is that I really would notice how the news, how the newspapers, and how some television programming was, and even certain music would cause a shift in mood, and I started to think, well, what I don't find this helpful. It's actually taking away from the goodness that I have right within myself. And so as a result, I started to not read newspapers. I started to not expose myself to television programming. And as a result, I'm still in part of the mainstream as I go into the world. And in some ways, I feel that socially, I am not fully part of the rest of the world. And sometimes it has been a decision, right? In many ways, I feel very powerless to hear about a tragedy that is happening all across the world. And I'm here, and in some ways feel very powerless about it. And I'm wondering, what is the use? And so I started wonder, is this a way in which I am, is this something that I want to feel part of the world around me, friends and community and so on. And at the same time, I feel a little bit apart from it as a result. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you have any thoughts, recommendations in terms of how does someone kind of faces the suffering of the world, and while cultivating mindfulness and, you know, living in my place and going to work at a hospital where I'm surrounded by suffering. I am a nurse, and that's what I'm attending to.
Right? Yeah, all the time. So I appreciate very much that you're asking these questions. It's very important. I mean, this is classically important for all human beings to be engaged in this question and finding the right balance. So it's great. And I think that living your deliberate life is important. So you can make deliberate choices about what inputs you have come into your life, and what you're engaged in, what outputs come out of your life into the world. And that can be something you have to monitor for yourself. And so you want to have the kind of inputs, news, for example, that are not going to debilitate you. And if it's going to make your life hard or make you depressed or difficult, maybe that's too much. Unless you find it's useful to bring mindfulness to your reactions, to understand better what's going on for you, because maybe some of your reactions are more than they need to be. So you have to decide, you know, is it useful to look at this? Is it useful to read the newspaper and look at my reactions? Is it useful not to read about a tragedy? You feel like you want to be involved a little bit with the world and be connected and be, you know, be part of society. So maybe that's a good thing to do. But then how do you do it in a way that works for you? And there was a time in my life where I always read old newspapers, like a week old or something. And there was a whole different feeling when I knew it was old news. And so, you know, you might learn about some of these tragedies, but learn about it a day or two later. And there might be a little different kind of feeling that comes with it, and you're a little more distant from it, so it's easier to take in and be present for. Or maybe just read high level. You know, there's some important thing in the news going on. That all in the newspapers, all the newspapers have a certain kind of, I don't know, there's attitudes that come with the news. But if you read about the same thing on Wikipedia, the Wikipedia, they try to be much more kind of matter of fact, like an encyclopedia entry. And so there's a whole different way of learning about it that seems a little more distant and factual. And so you can learn the basic stuff so you can be in conversation with people around you without the drama of it. And then, you know, you are serving the world. You are making a difference in the world with the work that you do. And so give yourself a lot of credit for that. And you need to live a life that's balanced. The world is a better place if you're balanced. So maybe it's not the time for you to learn about what's going on in the world around you, because you're trying to get grounded again and try to kind of empty yourself of what's going on from what your life you live. And there's nothing wrong with being someone who doesn't understand about the world far away, what goes on, if you're taking care of yourself and living as wisely you can for this life. We don't all have to know what's going on in the world. Just like not everyone needs to be a nurse in a hospital, but some people need to be. And so that's what you're doing. Not everyone needs to know about the news and what's going on around the world. Some people need to know. So those are my thoughts. Okay, so it's nice to be here with all of you and sitting and practicing, and I appreciate the conversations I had with people who came to see me today and your questions. And so now we have time for